Was it an inside job? How did this even happen? $30 million gone from a building in the San Fernando Valley. Something out of Mission Impossible. John Baird checking it out this morning. Hi, John.
Good morning. This is a nondescript building, no markings at all. Not that they're going to advertise, of course, but it's next to railroad tracks. It's about a half mile east of Interstate 5. But you do see armored guard trucks in the parking lot of the facility, so they're not hiding that it's there. Authorities think the thieves may have broken in through the roof, although there was also a hole seen in the side of the building that had been boarded up. But here's the thing. They managed to do this on Easter night without setting off any alarms at all. The company discovered the theft on Monday morning. Security analyst Paul Violas tells me he would put his money on an inside job.
It really begs the question how many people from the inside were involved to provide information to the outside for the group to do what they did without showing any sign of break-in.
He tells KNX News this was a very sophisticated operation, not some random burglary by an amateur. He says these criminals, these burglary crews, operate like a business and they have protocols. It'll now be up to the LAPD Robbery Homicide Division and the FBI to try to track them down.